You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Telemark Lodge in Cable was one of the state's top winter getaways for many years, but bankruptcy led to its closing in 2013. We'll look back at the history of the lodge and current plans for a renovation and reopening. First, injured workers are having a harder time getting compensation in recent years. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Under a panel appointed by Governor Walker, there have been more appeals of workers' compensation decisions, and those appeals have been more favorable to employers. Dee Hall is the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Luke Kingry is a workers' compensation attorney who practices in Eau Claire and Madison. Luke, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Dee, let's start with you. Why are workers having a harder time getting workers' compensation?
So we decided to look at this issue because we're doing an overall series called Broken Whistle. We're looking at the state of whistleblowing in Wisconsin and also at the same time as a related issue, the waste, fraud, and abuse that Governor Walker wants to eliminate. And one of the areas where he's tried to eliminate waste is the workers' compensation program. And so that's why we started looking at it. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of stories did you hear as you went out to look at this?
Well, we looked, first of all, at the statistics, and they were hard to come by, and Luke will be able to fill us in much better on that. But what we found was that among the cases that are being decided by administrative law judges, that this is a contested case. There are like 30,000 cases a year. Most of them are resolved without a problem at all. About 5,000 of them are contested. Then you get a couple hundred, several hundred, that actually go to a hearing before an administrative law judge, and then some percentage of those go to this LA, the Labor and Industry Review Commission. What we found is that from about 10 years ago, about 29% of those ALJ, those judge decisions were appealed, and last year it was 59%.
So a lot more being appealed, and the decisions, do we see them more in favor of employers if they do get appealed?
Here's where I think Luke can
sure. Let's
fill in.
Throw that question to you, Luke.
Yeah, the answer is yes. I looked at LIRC cases, Labor and Industry Review Commission cases, between 2014 and 2016. I had to go find a lot of these cases that were not on the LIRC website. I had to go on Westlaw, read every single one, categorize them by issues decided to get an accurate picture of what it is that this current LIRC was doing. I found that of the significant issues that are decided in cases, at least during this period of time, LIRC reversed only 1% of ALJ judge decisions that were favorable to the employer, whereas they reversed 38% of the judge decisions that were favorable to the injured worker. So during this period of time, a pretty significant tilt toward insurance companies and employers.
And that time span, as you point out in that research, you say it corresponds with when Governor Walker's appointees were all on this board.
That's correct. They took full control, so to speak, of the LIRC in late 2013. So the reason I did this study was to find out what exactly they would do once they gained full control.
So somebody might say, okay, that means in the past they were too lenient. They let questionable workers' compensation cases stand. Now we're doing a better job controlling that, and we're saving money and not awarding frivolous, I guess, workers' compensation claims.
I don't think that that is the case. Given my experience before this LIRC began issuing their decisions starting in 2014, as I have said before, it's not like suddenly in 2014 everybody started committing fraud or had frivolous workers' compensation cases. There's very little fraud in the workers' compensation system in Wisconsin to begin with. These are legitimate cases where there is some dispute as to the extent of the disability and some room for argument, but these cases were being decided heavily against the injured worker, especially with regard to loss of earning capacity. Now, that was just this period of time. I have heard that since mid-2016, about the last year and a half, they have, the Labor and Industry Review Commission has moderated its stance somewhat.
And Dee, as you're reporting on this, using in part Luke's research, what kind of responses did you get from the commission when you presented those findings to them?
Well, they gave us a couple of responses. One of them is that there's no point in comparing the outcomes because each case has different facts. And so that's a fair point somewhat. There was a second response that they made talking about how often that they're upheld by the circuit court. And I think Luke had something to say about that.
I do, if I can get into that.
Sure.
Part of their response was the following quote, judging by the exceedingly high percentage of cases where the commission's, that's LURC, decisions are affirmed following a further appeal to the circuit court system, the commission is confident that its review of workers' compensation cases over the last several years has been both factual and legally sound. When I read that quote, when I read the story yesterday, for the first time, I was very surprised. That statement is somewhat misleading and I think requires clarification. That being that the LURC is the final decider of factual issues in a case. So which witness is telling the truth, which doctors are more credible, how much loss of earnings the person has. And so if that case is appealed then to the circuit court system, circuit court judges and the Court of Appeals, those courts cannot revisit those facts. So to say that the fact that LURC is not being reversed by the circuit courts and Court of Appeals is misleading in that LURC is the final decider of facts.
We're looking at workers' compensation in Wisconsin. Dee Hall is with us. She's been writing about this for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And Luke Kingrey is a workers' compensation attorney who practices in Eau Claire and Madison. I want to take a step back, Luke. You've worked on this from the employer side and the employee side. When an employee is injured on the job and they're losing wages because of it, unable to perform their functions anymore, talk us through the process.
Okay, the process is if you're off work following a work injury, you get 2/3 of your gross weekly wage as wage loss benefits during the healing period. Once you're done healing, you get a permanency rating and permanent restrictions. If you can't return to your job at roughly the same wage as before the injury, then you can claim loss of earning capacity benefits or retraining. That's it. That's workers' comp in a nutshell. There's no pain and suffering. There's no dollar-for-dollar loss of earning capacities. It's a very limited remedy. If your claim is denied because the insurance company hires a doctor saying that you either weren't injured at work or not injured very much, you have to contest that denial. And that process is heard in front of an administrative law judge. And any appeals of those judges' decisions go to LURC.
And Dee, as you mentioned, this has come up in the context of trying to cut back on fraud in government spending. And has the Walker administration talked about workers' compensation as a place where we might be seeing fraud?
Well, one thing that Governor Walker's administration did back in 2016 is they added a dedicated prosecutor to look only for workers' compensation fraud. So it's definitely a piece of a very large puzzle that they have created to try to attack waste, fraud, and abuse in things like Medicaid and food share and unemployment and workers' compensation. So it is one of the strategies that they have used.
And Luke, is workers' compensation a place where we see much in the way of fraud?
Very little. And I think even attorneys who represent employers and insurance companies, people who really know what they're talking about, would say the same thing. Very, very little when you're talking about people who are either making up the fact that they were injured at work and they actually hurt themselves over the weekend at home or something like that, or who are intentionally milking out their injuries. There's a little bit of that, but and I wouldn't even consider that fraud. I would just consider it, kind of a malingering issue. But there's very little fraud in the workers' compensation system in Wisconsin.
What's the reputation of Wisconsin when it comes to workers' compensation? If either of you can jump in on that.
Well, I know that historically we were seen as a leader in that. We were one of the first states to have a workers' compensation system. It's often called the grand bargain because the goal of it is to avoid litigation, to avoid every person who's injured on the job to have to hire a lawyer and then sue the company and then they start proving who's at fault. This gets rid of a lot of that. And for the most part, from what I understand, it works pretty well. I mean, the benefits aren't super generous, but, it's relatively smooth for most people who file. I don't know if you have a different opinion.
No, that's right in line. Wisconsin actually has the fastest return to work rates in the entire nation, and it's not even close. Workers in Wisconsin get back to work faster than anywhere else in the country. And in terms of medical treatment, they get some of the best medical treatment. And litigation rates, we have some of the lowest in the country. Very low litigation rate, especially compared to a state like Illinois.
Is the workers' compensation system prohibitively expensive for employers in Wisconsin, Luke?
No. In fact, rates for insurance rates or for employers in Wisconsin have gone down significantly in the past year, in fact, and have been on a downward trend. The Workers' Compensation Ratings Bureau is a separate state agency that sets rates in Wisconsin. We have a system like that. Other states don't. No employer goes out of business because of workers' comp insurance in the state of Wisconsin because the rates are capped. It is not an expensive system. It works relatively well, but when you put your fingers on the scale and tilt it toward one side or the other, that's when things start to break down.
And Dee, did you, in reporting this, get a sense that people are generally happy with the system in and of itself, maybe arguing over how it's going through this particular board, but not wanting to overhaul things?
So I think, you know, I would say overall, yes. But I will say that we did highlight three cases here in which people were very dissatisfied with the decisions that were made. One was Richard Decker, who was injured at Kohler Company. He worked in the line that manufactures toilets. Fell on his head, he had a brain injury. He was off work for quite a while. There was a dispute between his treating physicians and the doctors who were hired by Kohler, which is self-insured, and they felt that he had already healed, that he should be able to go back to work. But he did suffer from what appears, from my observation, having interviewed him over several hours and looked at a lot of doctor reports about his condition, that he suffered a multitude of effects from that are continuing to this day, and the accident happened back in 2010. So he was denied workers' compensation for that injury beyond the first few months after it occurred.
And Luke, as we wrap up, you mentioned the time scale of your research. Are you going to redo this research now to take more recent years into account?
I might. Then again, I might not, because it was such a significant undertaking. It took me about 100 hours of personal time to do. I would like to. Like I say, again, this is just a 2-year period of time. I have heard that Lurk has not been quite so insurance company and employer friendly here in the past year and a half. I'd like to see the data on it. Historically, the commissioners would tell you that they have a lean one way or the other, given their the political party that's in power. But I found this to be a little bit more than just a lean. It was pretty significant. I'd like to see what they're doing now.
Luke, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Dee, good to have you back.
All right, thanks a lot.
We've been talking to Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and Luke Kingrey, a workers' compensation attorney who practices in Eau Claire and Madison. They're with us today to talk about new reporting on why injured Wisconsin workers are sometimes having a harder time getting compensation.